Rob Dyrdek is on the phone right now. What up?
What up?
What up? Hey, man, you, let's see, you're like the Bob Saget of MTV with these funny videos.
No. I'm the modern Kurt Loder.
Oh, nice.
I've been on the network for like 40 years, and I should have been off like 7 or 8, and I'm still ticking.
Yeah. Dude, you can't let go of this, man, because I got to tell you, dude, it's like people tell us strange things, but they show you the most embarrassing crap ever. Are you shocked with what you get on Ridiculousness?
I mean, look, I think what I've been trying to avoid is like the extra shocking gross stuff, right? I think like now it's season 11, I can't be on that stage and watch like something really gross in front of that crowd of people and try to explain to them that, hey, we might edit that one out. That was a little gross. So, really, I'm just trying to avoid the gross. But when it's funny, it's timeless.
It's funny, too, because it seems from the beginning of the show, you guys got a lot more disclaimer moments, like where you're telling people, hey, don't send this in. Don't do this. Like, people are actually duplicating the stuff that you show on the show.
Look, I think the best stuff is that stuff you can't duplicate, right? Like, it's like the pure accidents, like the stuff that, like, really that unexpected you never thought was going to happen. But I think there's a ton of people that put themselves in the line of fire so they can end up on Ridiculousness. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's funny. Now, we have to talk about one of your co-hosts. Now, I know you're on there with Steelo Brim, but Chanel West Coast has a habit of getting in trouble on her own camera time. This girl is cussed out more people. Does she cuss that way on the set? Because she is giving people the business out there on TMZ.
She was born that way. You know what I mean? Not a teacher when she was like 8 years old. You know what I mean? When she hits her hot button, man, that she lets loose, you know?
Yeah. Rob, you seem to be like one of those dudes that never stops working. Your TV, your entrepreneur, you got so much going on. How does now being a father of two change like your schedule and everything?
I'm blessed that by the time I got married and had children that I really made it a priority to be balanced first, you know. So, you know, even though it's really early out here on the West Coast, I normally get up every day at 5, so this is normal for
Ooh,
me.
Ooh, that is early.
Even though I operate, shoot all my television shows and have 20-plus businesses, I still keep a super balanced schedule, so I'm there when the kids get up and I'm there when they go to bed and I'm there on the weekends, you know, like I'm afforded the ability to be hyper balanced because ultimately I'm just trying to live an amazing life as opposed to just chasing the success.
You know? I'm living my best life. There you go. You're just living your best life. Hey, you know, I
be on the remix.
Yeah, exactly. The remix. All right. You know, of course, Tampa got a big, huge, heartfelt piece of love for your man, Big. And, you know, Big, of course, spent a lot of time in Tampa here. Just the legacy that he left behind of laughter, of love, and everything else. Speak to that, man, for the folks that are out here who haven't heard you since the tragedy.
I think even for me, it's like still, I still think he's just, you know, at a nightclub in Tampa in my mind, you know.
Yeah.
It's a pretty hard thing even at this day to even like, you know, I just expect the funny text or like, you know, the random call to like, you know, have some weird discussion about some sports player. Like, it's a tough thing altogether, you know, because I'm when you're so, especially from a life journey aspect where you're so close with someone that you sort of took on this entire new trajectory in life together and built this incredible legacy, it's hard to even fathom that you're never even going to be able to sit down and reflect about it, you know, and you know, I'm glad that we were able to create all the stuff that we did because all of it is truly, truly like a remarkable stuff, you know.
So. It's timeless, man. And, you know, a lot of people got love for him and for you. Obviously, with 11 seasons, you're doing it the right way, player. So we wanted to make sure we let everybody know that it is time to get back into this season. Season 11, Sundays, 8 p.m. on MTV. Man, Rob, you got a lot of things to do this morning, so we're going to let you go. But congratulations, player.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you. Hey,